I'm good. I'm ready.
Welcome to Music Cat Episode 3, the podcast when we talk about music, but not really music, but how we feel about music and why these songs are so special. For today's episode, I'm with my friend from California, Luis. Hi, Luis.
Hi, Pedro. You know, glad to be on here. Congratulations on having your own podcast, too. It's really awesome. Really glad that you're joining the podcast community. And yeah, I'm excited to talk music for the first time ever on a podcast.
No, nice. Nice. Thank you. Thank you, my friend. And it's good to be in this group creating content online. Everybody who's listening, remember to follow us on our social media. We're going to be in Instagram, Twitter. You can hear our podcast in Google Podcasts, Audio Podcasts, Audio Boom, I don't know what else, Spotify, everywhere. So, and if you can find it, just let me know in one of the social medias and I'll be damn sure that I get it in that place. Okay. We're also going to have, remember, the Spotify playlist. You can go and hear every song of every episode so you can understand why these songs are so special to us. And you can hear it in our own shoes. Let me start with my song, my friend. I'm going to start right into it. What do you think?
Awesome. Yeah, no, that sounds good.
Okay. This one is a very special song to me because it's, every time that I hear it, I just get happy. It's like if I'm down, if I'm sad or, you know, tough week. This is a song that changes everything. And I chose this, actually, to talk it with you because you're from California and he's from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, okay?
What more California band than Red Hot Chili Peppers for my California friend. And the song is Tell Me Baby.
Oh, okay.
You know that one?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while since I've heard it, but yeah.
Oh, that's good. It's good that it's been a while because we're going to listen to it in a little while. Tell Me Baby, with a little bit of technical information, is from their 9th album, which by this point, they're already a very established band. And even though it was a single that they released after Danny California, it was not the popular one. People, you know, they remember it because Danny California or Snow or, I don't know, a bunch of others. But this song still was for a couple of weeks the number one song in July 2006, I believe that it was released. Why this song is so special? If you remember the video, I don't know if you watch it or for those who haven't, is about auditions. People who went to California to try to make it big, you know, to get into Hollywood and all that. But it's not how everybody sees in the movies. You don't just go there, do a couple of auditions, and now you're part of the Avengers in a Marvel movie. You get a story about this, and when people are dancing and doing the audition, because supposedly they're going to appear in a Red Hot Chili Pepper video, the actual Red Hot Chili Peppers enter to the audition and start playing with them and dancing. And it brings me that everybody's going through a tough time sometime, you know? And it doesn't matter if you're going through a low or you're going through a high, you're just getting through life. And everybody has a story and you have to embrace it. And even if you take your time for one of those difficult days, talk to somebody next to you and they have an amazing story to tell you. What do you think?
I think it's really awesome, you know, when the power of music can motivate you that way, right? Change your emotions in a positive way. Of course, that's always the best way.
Well, there are some songs that can make you in a negative way.
Yeah, there are quite a lot of those. And I actually haven't seen the video, but as you describe it, I'm like, I could picture myself if I was going to an audition and that were to actually happen. Even if I don't make it, I'm already happy, right? And like, and they came out here, they're playing. I get
they're hugging you, they're taking pictures with you, made it in some point.
Free VIP experience without having to pay the VIP experience at a venue.
That's why this song makes me so happy. Probably it's part of the video, probably it's the song. The song is not really like complex, okay? I'm not going to tell you, oh no, the guitar solo is one of those impossible things that nobody... No, not really that, like that. It's just upbeat, happy, it gets into you. Really quick. And what I think that it always gets to me is enjoy the little moments. Even though if you are having a really, really rough week or you're seeing, sometimes it happens that when my family is going through stuff, you know, this song is like, okay, we're going there. But every little step, you know, even if you had like a good day, but it was a crappy week, let's enjoy the good day. And tomorrow we'll figure it out. Do you ever feel like that?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you do go through days where you have those situations, but I am a big believer in music and I do always like have my Spotify playlists and you start playing those songs and you start imagining the scenarios in the music. And if it's a song similar to this that just hypes you up and changes your mood, and you're just really excited. And all of a sudden, you may have had a day that wasn't so good, a day that probably not going to remember because it wasn't that great. But now you're hearing the music, and it just basically makes the day better. Right. And it helps you, I think, forget about anything that you're going through. That's why I say the power of music is just so amazing, right? How one song can help you change your mentality and can inspire you, can motivate you. And yeah, I mean, that's spot on with the video, with what they're doing in the audition, because symbolically, that's what anyone who's going to an audition basically needs, right? They need that motivation that, like, you know, I'm here. I made the first step in deciding to actually try to make it. And if I don't make it, at least I already took that first step, right? At least I already did that. And at least I enjoyed doing the audition, right? Like, we're doing a podcast here. We're podcasters, regardless of whether we ever get to be as famous as, I don't know, like a Joe Rogan podcaster.
Can you imagine that? Jesus, man. Imagine, like, being a Joe Rogan. Okay, now that you mentioned that, if you became, I don't know, Louis Rogan, who are you going to interview? What's the person that you say, okay, I have this power now, and if I call this person, I know I get the interview?
Oh, that's a good one. Since, you know, I have different podcasts, and I know you're aware of some of them. Can you pick one of them? And I think that might make it easier, because otherwise I'd have so many.
Well, my goal, and I'm gonna say it here in episode 3, is to actually get one episode with Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters, and one with Jonathan Davis from Korn. Those are, you know, if I get it to them, that'll be my Peter Rogan moment. Like, I know I can call them and they'll be here with me. And I'll try to not be like the fanboy, like, oh my God, I'm talking with Dave Grohl. But most likely I will. Or for example, I don't know, you have the soccer podcast, you have the Sonic with me, I'm there.
So I would probably say for the soccer one, it would be really amazing to be able to say that I can call up Landon Donovan, of course, who, for all of those of you who know soccer in the United States, legendary, one of our greatest players, in my opinion, of all time, currently coaching in San Diego. So I am actually working towards hopefully at least getting an interview with him, since my team plays in the same league as his team. So there is that connection there. So hopefully that works out. For the Sonic one, and I'm deviating to the Sonic movie, and I know we've had these conversations before, but Jim Carrey did an amazing job as Dr. Eggman in that movie. And in general, Jim Carrey is one of my all-time favorite comedians. And to have him on a podcast where I can talk to him, even if it was just 5 minutes, I feel like I would be dreaming. That's how much I would be like, I'm not actually recording this right now. I'm probably just dreaming. I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be like, of course, I knew it was a dream.
Oh, no, don't think like that. It's going to happen. I think with the power of the internet, all this is going to happen. I'm pretty sure. We just got to keep going, right?
Yeah, got to keep going. And tying it back to this song, I mean, it motivates you to do that, right? Like, sometimes I'll be working on stuff for the podcasts, which, you know, promoting the podcast, going on social media, posting the podcast onto the platform, and I'll be listening to music because it just kind of motivates you more, especially listening to music that is related to whatever the podcast is about, right? Yeah. So we know Sonic has a lot of great songs. I mean, you could do a whole episode on that. Pokemon has a lot of really great songs as well. In the soccer world, I like to think of the FIFA soccer video games. They have really amazing songs that are so broad and that highlight sometimes some indie artists that I never knew about. And if it had not been for EA to actually include them in the games, I probably would have never known about them. But, you know, I get new ones added to my playlist. And so it's really cool, right? To be able to have that music, and it just inspires you as you're, you know, working on that podcast, on that project, writing, whatever you're doing. And if it's related to that, it just kind of motivates you more, right? Gets you more pumped up to
produce more. It's a motivation song, and everybody has that motivation music. That's so true, my friend. And we have to remember that at all times. For example, I think that if I'm working with this podcast, or even with our podcast with Sonic, I say we always have to do stuff that we don't necessarily like. It can be tedious in some point to just promote the podcast here and there and try to get an interview with somebody. But it's when, for me, when I'm in this moment, when I'm actually creating the content and recording the episode, that I feel a whole different energy. So in my case, going back to Tell Me Baby of Red Hot Chili Peppers, is like that addition. Like, I'll do everything in order to get this feeling right here. Because even if you go to the crappy stuff, and as we are here in this modern world, basically, if you try long enough, you're going to get some success. Perhaps you're not going to be Joe Rogan. Like, not everybody can be Joe Rogan. Not everybody can be, I don't know, what's the biggest star right now? Like Bruno Mars, for example.
Mm.
But if you get to live of what you're doing and you love what you're doing, I think that's success, right?
Yeah, and I think the listeners can right away tell, right? When you're really passionate about something, it just kind of comes out, kind of going back to that, having that energy, right, that you get in doing this podcast, and that I know I get on every single one of my podcasts.
Yeah.
It's unique, right? It's one of those things that you don't always get if you're not doing this. And, you know, I personally think that success is different for everyone. And people shouldn't just think, oh, success is making it pro, success is this. I think success is just doing what you like doing, enjoying it, and the rest, I think the rest will just come. And as a podcaster, you know, getting listens, yeah, people talk about this and that. And from my experience, I've had some podcasts that, you know, that they humble, right? They get listens. I'm not going to say that no one listens to them or anything. They get some listens, you know, it's more like, you know, just a couple of people and whatnot. And we have other podcasts that, whoa, I get impressed when I look at the numbers and I'm like, oh, this is amazing. But of course, it takes a lot of hard work, team collaboration, as you know, with like our podcast that we do with the Sonic, and all the things start coming by, right? People start seeing that you're knowledgeable about what you're talking about, and you also really enjoy talking about it. And if people hear those two things, I mean, that makes for a really good show.
Yeah.
Being able to say, you know, I know about this, and you could tell that I know about this, and that I really enjoy talking about this to everyone and any fan of whatever it might be, depending on whatever the, you know, topic is on the podcast, is gonna automatically hear that and automatically gonna want to actually listen to more, subscribe. And so all that comes down. And, you know, I think to me personally, success is just having someone else listen to it. Honestly, it's just that humble success for me. But, you know, I think just having someone else get to hear what you created, it could even be a friend, it could be a relative, anybody, and then them actually in turn telling you like, hey, I heard your podcast, I heard your episode, to me that is amazing. And I'm like, if you spent time out of your day to listen to something that I created, and you probably listened to the whole thing because you're telling me this and that, gave me details on the episode, that's a success already. It was just one person, but one person sometimes turns into, you know, more, right? Hundreds, a thousand, and all that. But at least you have one person that enjoys your content. And I don't care if no one else would enjoy it, but you know someone that does already. And that's already, that should already be like success for you. That should already be something that motivates you to get on Zoom, as is our case when we record our podcasts, or, you know, get on our live stream where we do the live shows each weekend for the Sonic one.
Which I gotta be more of those. I've been disappearing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're getting really great. I think we mentioned it actually earlier on our live show too. That would have been cool if you would have been there, but you'll get to watch that one later.
Oh, yeah.
but yeah, so, you know, it's those things that they just add up. And when I put a video up on YouTube, whether it's for the Sonic or one of the other podcasts, when I look at the fact that there's more views, even if it's just a handful more views that came through, and I'm like, oh, that's cool, because I know I wasn't, you know, going back on the video.
Right.
It actually got views, or I haven't even promoted yet, and it's already got, you know, handful views, 5, 10, 15. I'm like, oh, that's really cool and whatnot. And when you look at the subscriber count, you know, you have people that genuinely are interested in seeing what video content you have to pull on the website. So yeah, I mean, motivation, like talk about getting motivated with just hearing someone else. And I think everyone listening, if anyone does do a podcast or you have another project that you do, you should probably consider that, right? Consider just being thankful for when you hear someone else.
Yeah.
So kind of going back to that too.
So, okay. I'm going to change the subject a little bit, if you let me. Because I mentioned Red Hot Chili Peppers. California, I would say they are the icon of California rock. For me, there's no other band more California-ish than them.
Yeah.
Do you like them?
Yeah, I've heard some of their songs. I think in general, I mean, it's been a while, maybe since I've been more right now lately in EDM mood, you know, electronic music and whatnot. But yeah, it's been a while. But there are songs from them that I do definitely enjoy listening to.
Okay, what would you say are your favorite genres?
I would say electronic music is definitely up there, and it's kind of funny because usually sometimes it depends what I'm doing when I'm listening to the music, right?
Okay, I feel it. Mm-hmm.
If I'm driving, mm-hmm. it pumps me up to listen to electronic music, to some rock music as well.
Okay,
because it's cool. You know, fast paced. If I'm on the freeway, it just, I don't know, it kind of gets you like it gets you excited for driving, right? And driving isn't always exciting, especially if you don't really have like amazing views, and I don't live anywhere near the beach, so it's a drive away, and so it's really great to have the music playing when that's going on. If I'm, say, maybe studying, I'm like working on something, maybe writing, doing math, whatever, you know, like if I'm doing like schoolwork, mm-hmm. I want something more relaxing, maybe some jazz, you know, things like that, right? Something that's not too distracting, that, you know, isn't going to get me like listening to maybe a lot of lyrics and I'm over here trying to like sing the song and all that. And so that would be my pick for that. If I'm doing, you know, like podcast work, on social media, promoting the podcast or other projects, that can kind of vary, really, I guess, depending on maybe what's the my latest mood.
Right.
Yeah. So it's kind of funny because sometimes I have days where my mood is all about like Spanish music, and maybe in particular, maybe some reggaeton, right? Like, I'll be just listening to.
What reggaeton do you listen to?
More the newer one, though. I'm not going to go back to like Gasolina and all that, too. I was really annoyed by that. But more the newer ones, right? When you have more like Colombian artists, right? Like J Balvin, Maluma, more songs that aren't Daddy Yankee. So you could put Daddy Yankee aside.
I'm a big hater of reggaeton, like all the way. I think you have probably noticed that within the last with the short time that we know each other. I'm more into the rock, heavy metal, and all that.
Mm.
But as far as I know, Daddy Yankee is like the god of reggaeton, like the old god, the one who started all. But I'm like, meh, okay. I mean, he made songs, and every time they're catchy. But you're more into Maluma, J Balvin. What's your point on Bad Bunny?
I got an interesting thing with his music sometimes, because I have some songs that I absolutely do not like. I get annoyed when I hear them.
Yes,
yeah. There's some. Oh yeah, no, there's yeah. And then there's other ones that I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll listen. You know, that's cool. But I would say with them, there's more songs that I can't stand. I'm just like, yeah.
The thing with me is that I don't think reggaeton is motivating music, as we're already talking about motivation. I mean, it motivates you to fuck and drink and I don't know, do shit, do stupid shit. I'm not gonna say like rock is poetry, but sometimes
depends. Oh yeah, there is some.
They're really good songs, but yeah, no. I mean, reggaeton is not banned from Musiccast, but at least the host is not a fan of it.
Yeah. Although I do got to say, if it was banned, I'd be okay with, because when it comes to Spanish music now, that is definitely now my favorite kind of music.
Okay.
As much as I'll listen to it sometimes because it might be catchy, honestly. Not because the lyrics, I'm like, eh.
You're more into salsa or merengue?
So I'm actually more into Spanish banda and cumbia. Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I'm a big on both. If I had to pick one, I would probably go with cumbia. You know, yeah. Always really catchy. I think it really changes your mood. If you go out to a dance,
have you listened to the Dragon Ball cumbia?
I think I have. It sounds familiar. It sounds like I may have probably listened, but I'll definitely check it out too. Now that you're saying it, cumbia. If I haven't,
it's, oh my god.
But it really is. I mean, it's music that, like, you could be anywhere, you're gonna dance to it. It's just that good. It doesn't matter where you're at. Doesn't matter. I could be in the car and I'm like, okay, I better be stopped because I want to like dance.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, but yeah, that would be my number one, cumbia, and then banda would be number two. I mean, there's a lot of songs that, beginning to end, I know the lyrics, every single and all that too. And there's a lot of songs that, like, in my opinion, like, they speak to people. Like, they're so relatable to people. I mean, there's some that aren't relatable to me, but hearing, the songwriters, like, hearing what they came up with, it's like, you know, those lyrics are really strong. And
there's a point that you get some little bit of jealous, like, how did they came up with this lyric that is moving so many people?
And yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I agree. No, I felt that sense of jealousy a lot of times when I'm like, oh, like this song just came out and I'm like, why didn't I think of this a year ago? I could have, you know, written this song for, you know, this band or this artist. And, you know, it's like, oh, it doesn't even seem that complicated. It's just, you know, thinking of that scenario and what they would say.
Yeah.
And people love it. Like I've been to a couple of banda concerts and dances, and
do you know the band La Dinastía?
Yeah, there's a couple of them. Yeah. What you know, like their full name, or just playing?
I don't know. I went through this happened a couple of weeks ago. I went to a concert, like a small rock band concert, and we were like 50 people, which for COVID, I would say that it was more than enough, because it was in a cinema and whatever. So, you know, but anyway, when we're leaving, there's like a bar next to the place that we were listening and enjoying the concert. And every time that I see the bar, it's so empty. And I'm like, the bar is in an amazing place. The location could be to be packed all the time, but they always have this banda music. And I'm like, okay, I'm not saying that it's bad, but I always see it empty. So probably it's not in the right place for I don't know, the market or whatever. Even though, for example, around me, there's a lot of Latino community. I'm in Miami, of course. But I'm like, Jesus, the bar is gigantic. Why is it empty all the time? So when we're coming out of the concert, there's like a big bus, touring bus that says La Dinastía. And I'm like, okay. There was nobody could enter to that bar anymore. Like, forget fuck social distancing, fuck COVID and vaccines and all that. Nobody, people were against the windows. And I was like, holy shit. You know, the scenario, you can see it from outside of the bar. Toda la banda, everybody there, and they were just dancing and jumping. And I was like, fuck. Okay, this bar still has some life. Like, it proved me wrong.
Oh yeah, you bring any banda to anywhere, and they're gonna bring back anything's gonna go back to life.
Yeah, it was like I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe it. I've been through that place like 10, 20 times, always empty. La Dinastía comes around, fuck it, everybody was going there. Jesus.
Yeah, it's big. I think in Mexican culture, people really love their music. And banda and cumbia are definitely, you know, the two up there. I mean, rock is there too. Don't get me wrong. Maná is really amazing and all that. But banda and cumbia are what I would probably consider maybe the two top mainstream music genres in Mexican culture. And people get really like attached to their bands too, right? Like I'm a big fan of like the 80s and 90s Spanish cumbia. And you know, I've seen it because people will go to, you know, clubs, to concerts, and they'll pack the concert halls, right? Because they're so nostalgic about their old school bands, and new people are, you know, like familiar with the bands. And it's quite interesting because, you know, I'm a millennial, and a lot of these bands are more for baby boomers, but I'll go to one of these concerts, and I see, of course, a lot of baby boomers and whatnot, but I see other millennials too, and I'm like, it's so cool, right? That like not only did they listen to it, and you know that it was their music when they were probably in their 20s, 30s, but we also listened to it too, and we really enjoy that music, right? And it's like the music genre lives on because of the fact that new generations are like listening to their music, and you know that their generations are like continuing the band, and before you know it, right, there's going to be new members there, but we're going to be so familiar with that music that we keep passing it on to other people, that's why you go to any concert venue, anything, and people like their cumbia banda, and they're going to be there, and it's always going to be like that. And you know, people are going to mix stuff up, like Remix, who I'm not sure if you're familiar with. He does he mixes electronic music with cumbia. Really cool. I mean, I don't know why I never even thought of that. I'm like, that's so cool because I like electronic music. I like cumbia. You mix them together, it's such an amazing multi-genre or whatever you would call two genres that are mixed.
Some real fusion that happens in there, but it's amazing. Okay. I mean, I'm up for everything. That's what MusicCast is all about. Okay, I think we are ready to take a look. I'm actually we're going to put the video so you can watch it. You're probably gonna remember it because I know it was in MTV a lot, but
Oh.
if not, well, let's enjoy it and we'll talk a little bit more after. So for our listeners, this is the time to get your headphones and enjoy to Tell Me Baby by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And we'll be right back. Oh crap, I have my mic mute. What do you think?
That was a really cool video. I mean, it is really motivating that they're doing the audition, and randomly here they come out and they're like, oh, and then they just keep like jamming to it. They're like more motivated, right? I mean, it's
You could see the happiness in the people making the video. Like they had fun. Even the ones who are doing the audition plus the band. You see, the Chili Peppers are just enjoying in that, and they're just having like a small budget whatever video and just having fun. And I think that energy gets transmitted to me. Give me your opinion. Come on, let's talk about the video. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think it's really great that they did that. And you know, I go back and think to, again, all these podcasts, right, all these hobbies that I have, and if those celebrities made an appearance, and like we mentioned earlier, right, if they just made an appearance just over Zoom, that would be amazing already, even if it wasn't in person. I mean, if it's in person, I
Even
don't know, I
then.
might get really nervous, but I'm gonna try my best to watch every single word I say. I wouldn't want to like get them on their like bad side or get them angry or anything. I'd be like, ooh, gotta make sure that watch every single thing, like to the point where you're like, oh, I want to make sure they don't get like they don't hear this word and they think I'm saying it in this way, right? Because you're like, that would be a disaster. But I mean, it's a must be like a big excitement to get to go through that. I mean, I could think back to a couple of professional soccer players that I've met throughout the years, and it's been something else. And you know, not only through like Zoom, because I've actually even become friends with some of them, right, on Zoom and thanks to my podcast too. And that's been really amazing. But I have actually met some in person. I remember one I actually met at Disneyland, of all things. We were like on the same ride, and I was like, I'm pretty sure that's it was like a Mexican professional soccer player. Okay. And I had to ask, you know, I was like,
right,
I need to ask. And he was really cool. You know, he was really nice. We took a quick picture, and I was like, oh, that's cool. You know, I was thinking he was going to be one of those, you know, athletes that's like, I'm busy in my life. No, right. No, like, oh, like, yeah. Or
they're
or
the big
gonna,
thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or he was just going to say like, no, that's not me. They say, people say I look like him, but no, that's not me. But yeah, I know he said that. And, you know, just other times while going to games that I've gotten autographs from professional soccer players who've actually played for the U.S. national team. And that's been really cool. They've been really cool people and whatnot. And so I know that sense of like excitement when you get to meet people that you're like, hey, I listen to your stuff, or yeah, I watch you on TV. And it's so amazing that you're right here and I'm actually getting to talk to you, even if it's just for like 30 seconds, right?
Right. Like you're dreaming for that time. And that's actually what this song is all about, I think, for me. Like, to get to that point that it doesn't mm-hmm. matter your hard work, you're getting there. And even if you are just down or whatever, you never know when you're going to have that small thing mm-hmm. that could change everything. Mm-hmm. Or that you're having this amazing story. And when you start to think about it, even the story is great. Not even having mm-hmm. the result. The whole story is already amazing, what you're becoming mm-hmm. and what you're getting into. You know?
Yeah. But,
yeah. So we have Tell Me Baby by Red Hot Chili Peppers. Now, my friend, the time has come. I think you have a song for me.
Yeah, I have a song for you. And before I mention what that song is, this song, you know, some people might be like, oh, that's cheesy. You should have probably chosen one that that was, no, you know.
We don't judge here in Music Cast, so don't worry.
But it's one song that I would say it was my childhood. And, you know, when I was younger, I wouldn't really look too much at lyrics of songs. And okay. so I would just hear out, I would be like, oh, cool. They sound really cool. So that's what I'm going with. And that's why I like it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as I've grown up, I've actually gone back to a lot of those songs from the 90s. And, you know, I'm a big 90s kid and whatnot. And so I've gone back to some of those songs and like heard them like and read the lyrics, actually, you know, to actually understand, oh, okay, this is what they're saying. This is what's going on. And so one of those songs, and the song I'm going to pick for this one, is the Pokemon theme song, Gotta Catch Them All.
Yes, yes, more motivational song.
Yeah, and it's funny, right? It actually goes with the theme. And for all the listeners, this was actually not planned for. I didn't know what song you were going to pick. And so when you mentioned that, I was like, cool.
Yeah.
So, like I said, it's really an amazing song. And I know, you know, it comes from an anime, all that too. And we've talked about it on our own Sonic podcast that there's a lot of songs, even, you know, in the Sonic world as well, that take yourself out of like the anime video game space. Just hearing the song for what it is, even if it wasn't in that environment,
yeah,
is already amazing. I actually have some of the lyrics here. Pulled up for the Pokemon song.
I love it.
You know, when you look at like the first verse of the song, I mean, it starts off with, I want to be the very best. Like, how motivating is that if you're already starting a song saying that you want to be the very best at what you do? And, you know, I like to get a little symbolical when I like to look at the lyrics, right? Because I'm like, right. You can interpret a verse in so many different ways. Right, and so really great that it starts with that. And, you know, the second line is like no one ever was. I mean, you're trying to stand out in a crowd of people with whatever it is that you do in life. And so you're just so pumped up that you want to get there and you won't really want to be motivated. And it starts you off already with the two really motivating lines. And yeah. Of course, you know, when you keep going through the song, there's other things that go along with that first verse and basically saying that, you know, they want to catch the Pokemon, they want to train them, yeah. They want to travel across the land. But looking at it from outside, again, of the Pokemon world, I mean, and using like podcasting as an example, we're creating episodes, people listen to them. We're going to travel maybe once COVID restrictions are done with to do interviews in person, right, with people and get to do all that. But
believe me, this episode is going to be recreated. We're going to have a new episode, but I'm going to drive all the way to California and we're going to do it in video.
Okay? Oh, nice. Nice. So,
you're ready.
I'm getting ready because actually I've actually never recorded a podcast that is not on Zoom. So I'm looking forward to those, you know, podcasts where we can actually be in the same place and actually talking there. And so it's going to get here soon, thankfully. Yeah. But, you know, with this song mentioning about traveling across the land, I mean, here we are, right, trying to travel across the country, across the world, right? Because we've talked to people from other countries in our live show that we do for the Sonic podcast. And I've done so also for other podcasts. And so it's kind of related to that. And another line, searching far and wide. As podcasters, you know, we try to look for guests. We have to do our research on topics, on news, on different things going on. And so it's a lot of work that we have to do. And so that definitely, you know, resonates with that. We have to search. We have to find who are we going to have on the podcast. When we have podcasts that are getting started with all my podcasts, I've gone through a period where I'm basically recruiting people. I mean, you saw that.
I'm one of those. Part of that.
And so that speaks, right? Because not just with podcasting, but we're always searching for something, whether it is to find a job because you're unemployed, or maybe you just graduated and you're trying to find that career job. We're always searching for something.
You're just trying to be the best that ever was.
Exactly. Going back to the beginning. And so, you know, that's just in the first verse. Yeah, they mentioned Pokemon, like, teach Pokemon to understand the power that's inside. But
it's just a comparison. Like, we have to understand that a lot of us, a lot of people, I'm not one of those, that because it was a video game or an anime song or a cartoon or whatever, that, oh, no, that's for kids. I'm not going to listen it ever again.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, if it makes you happy, if that's your song, go for it. I mean, whatever. For example, I'll take it from this part. Let's go back to our middle school or elementary school. When there was this war between Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, and that was always with the girls. Because remember, the boys, we don't listen to boys band and whatever. Everybody had their own band, even the boys. The only problem is that, I don't know if it were bullies or whatever, or social pressure, I don't know. Like, were you a Backstreet Boy or an NSYNC fan?
That's a good question. Yeah, they were, both of them had good songs. It was kind of
Now you can say it, but back then you wouldn't say that.
Oh yeah.
You see, that's what I mean. Like, what it, I love that you chose a Pokemon theme song. That's amazing. I mean, you love it. That's what it brings you. When would be the best time for you to listen to this song? When do you think that you need to listen to this song?
I would probably say it should be one of those like morning songs, because it gets you inspired to do whatever it is that you're going to do during the day, whatever work you're going to do. And it's a good song, right? To start your day off and to start getting that inspiration in you. And especially, I think, for those days when, for example, for me, right, when I have live show recordings, when we're going to be recording a podcast later that night and whatnot, you have to be pumped, right, to have that.
Yeah.
Other situations would be, I mean, I do have a Pokemon podcast that I just recently started too. And so,
okay, so there's some prejudice to choose this song.
Yeah, I had that. But I think, you know, not just and I think in that aspect too, but if I go back to my childhood, and I always say this because it was just so big with me, that Pokemon basically defined my childhood, because I basically grew up with it.
Okay.
Like,
Everything. I'm a Pokemon fan as well. I have to ask, because I'll be honest, I haven't listened to your Pokemon podcast, but I will. Which one? Charmander, Bulbasaur, Squirtle?
Charmander, all the way too. And if you could look there on my background, for all of our listeners, I have a background there and I have a bunch of Pokemon plushes. Charmander is the one that...
I see three Charmanders. Yeah.
Yeah, and I have a bigger one too that's not even there too in the background, but... Yeah, I mean, I think...
Okay. No, we're good. We're good. You chose Charmander. We're good.
Yours was Charmander too?
Of course.
Oh, cool. Yeah, of course. That's all of them.
I run once with Squirtle just to, you know, just for the fun of it. Oh. Nah. Charmander is the man.
He's
the real one. Yeah.
Although if Charmander wasn't there, I think I would have gone with Squirtle. Bulbasaur, I don't think I would have ever gone. I mean, I like Bulbasaur, but not favorite.
You know that in the internet, nobody chooses Bulbasaur. Like, he's always like, meh, like the underdog. Like, nobody really cares for him.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. And if you look at the card values, right, the original ones, the Venusaur, which is the final evolution of Bulbasaur. For those of you who don't know Pokemon. That card doesn't go for too much, but of course the Charizard one is the king. If even non-Pokemon fans know, if you have a Charizard card from back in the day, and if it's one of the first edition ones, you can buy a house, a property, acres if you're living in another state that isn't as expensive as California, with just one card. It's crazy, but you know it goes to highlight why Charmander is number one. That's his final evolution. So
the whole story or background, or I don't know, the lesson here is that Bulbasaur has to step up the game. Like, fuck Bulbasaur, you gotta really do something for you, man.
Yeah. They need to help him out, especially like you said, if no one really chooses him much, then they need to do something to get him more fans.
Fuck Bulbasaur, man. Anyway, he has to listen to the song to catch them all, to see if he can become the best that he ever was.
Yeah, so it's catchy, not just like I said, for motivating purposes, but also if you're a fan of the thing, right, you're gonna get pumped up to like watch the anime too. I mean, it is the song, right, that plays in the anime at the beginning of every single episode of the first season. So.
It's fun. I really like that you mentioned the Pokemon theme song, because I have heard it in English, but it's not like when I heard it. I heard it in Spanish for the first time, and every time that they tell me to it, I just go to the Spanish version of it, to the Latin American Spanish. But it's cool because even in English, it still made that great. I mean, we're talking about the English one, right? Or you're gonna mention?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It was like, I haven't really heard the Spanish Japanese one much. Oh, Japanese. Yeah. I think I've heard it, but yeah, I don't understand.
Right. So, but it's cool because it doesn't matter if in Spanish or in English, Pokemon always made that kind of connection with people. It's going to be there in our music cast of Spotify. So, playlist. So, I'm gonna hear it in some morning and I say, okay, I now feel how Lewis is feeling this morning, like listening to Pokemon. That's great. That's great, man.
Yeah, and I mean, for everyone, even non-Pokemon fans, you know, this is the 25th anniversary this year, and
oh really,
everyone's probably heard the stories of like they were just doing this like about a month ago. McDonald's selling the Pokemon cards and people buying Happy Meals like never before.
Oh yeah.
Like going all out. I was one of those, but not too crazy like the people who bought the boxes that were sold illegally, in my opinion, because that's what? The only way you could probably get one from a McDonald's employee, that you know, just or a manager, right, even too. But you know, that going to show that like a lot of people were so fans of the series that they were going out and buying Happy Meals, which I hadn't bought a Happy Meal since I don't remember. I don't remember how old I was. But this motivated.
How many did you buy at once? Like, did you go to a McDonald's and say, "Give me 10 or what?
Well, so individually or in a trip, I think the most I bought was like four. But in total, oof, in total, I think maybe 15 in total. Throughout like a week, I think, or yeah, like a week or a week and a half, when I would be like, you know what, I'm just gonna get another one too. Like, you know, I was just out and about, I was just driving, and I'm like, with you know what, beer, let me stop by McDonald's
with your beer though. Give me a Happy Meal.
Yeah, give me a... Luckily, you know, since I was wearing like the face mask, I was like, okay, they won't identify me. Oh. I can go. And if they ask me who it's for, oh, you know what? It's for my child. You know, I'm trying to get them into Pokemon. But, you know, at least I wasn't one of those people that actually got more, because in some McDonald's, you were actually, you know, there were no limits. You can get as many Happy Meals.
Right.
But I know some people that actually would get like 10 at one time. And I'm just imagining, I'm like, ooh, yeah.
Okay. So you get 4 burgers. What did you do? Did you eat 4 burgers or did you share them?
Well, I shared some, but I actually got some McNuggets. So it wasn't okay. Just the burgers. I was like, oh no, I can't eat that many burgers. I'm gonna get tired of that. But I shared them, fortunately too. And I actually have a friend who, what they ended up doing is they bought a lot. I think they own 30, 40 Happy Meals at least. But they actually ended up donating the food to homeless who were like around the McDonald's that they would go to.
That's great.
Something good came out of that. And I was like, and I've heard other stories as well from other people, right? That they were like, oh yeah, you know, like it was a lot. I really just did it for the cards that, you know, came right with the Happy Meal. And that's what they did, because a lot of McDonald's, they actually forced you to buy the Happy Meal to get the cards, because at least some of the ones that I would go to, if you wanted to get the cards by themselves, they actually would charge you like $5, which is basically what the Happy Meal costs. So
you might as well get the nuggets.
Might as well get the food too, no? And the drink. So, yeah. But just in general, you know, just that. And actually, I have to say that actually hit me so much on the nostalgic side, because growing up with this series and being that it's the 25th anniversary and that the cards that they were releasing were all the starters from like every single year that they released starters.
Oh, okay.
It was something different, right? Because you get that connection that you're like, oh yeah, 25th anniversary.
You became a child again.
Basically. Yeah. Became a child again. And, you know, now I have my own money. Now I can actually buy the things that I couldn't buy before. And so that's what's going on.
I'm a grown up. Let's get fucking Charmander right now.
Yeah, let me go find. I'm gonna go find the actual, the actual Charmander animal out there.
Did you get it?
Well, I got it in card form. I'm still trying to look for it in a pet form though.
Okay, we're gonna get.
I'm looking for it. Yeah, because that would be really amazing and talk about a unique pet.
Don't worry, we'll send an email to the CDC to see what they can do for you.
Yeah, that would be great if that could happen. But yeah, so that sparked, you know, me wanting to get back into the show, and that actually was a big motivator to starting the podcast that I did for Pokemon. Uh-huh. is having that, and so I started to get more, and I'm like, you know what, I want to watch the anime again, like relive those old episodes that I haven't watched since back in the day. Go out to the store and try to find cards, because
okay,
people are selling them out like crazy. And to anyone who maybe hasn't heard, you try to go to a store, there's a good likelihood you might not find some, unless you maybe look at like 10, 15 different right places where they sell them at. You might get lucky and actually find a pack. Good luck finding the big boxes that come with like so much more packs. But, you know, it's a craze right now.
So you understand there's basically now two meanings for this song for you. You get some motivation of it, but you actually become a child again, and you get mm-hmm to relive your childhood thanks to the Pokemon theme song.
Yeah, because when you hear that, and it's...
It transports it's you, crazy, right?
Yeah, and the craziest thing is that I don't even need to hear the song. You could just tell me, you know, I want to be the very best. And I'm like,
that I want.
I'm like, okay, I know. Let me go buy a booster pack if I can find one right now. Okay. You know, the So
That's good.
I gotta hand it out to the Pokemon company that they made a really, you know, catchy song, but mm-hmm. not just a catchy song, because, you know, we've heard a lot of catchy songs that it's right. like kind of dumb, right? They're not even really saying much. There's no meaning behind it. But yet they actually put the right lyrics that is not only catchy, but it's lyrics that actually are motivating outside of the Pokemon world, outside of, you know, whatever world you want. When a song does that, it's amazing. When a song, you could, like I said earlier, when you can hear a song and not only hear it from the perspective of, you know, whatever, you know, show, anime, whatever it is, but you could actually probably potentially place it on another show. Of course, in this particular case, replace Pokemon with Teach Blank and whatever other verse has Pokemon. It would make sense, right? Because you can relate this song to any other thing you want. I could almost say any career field that you have, you can kind of like think like, well, like, for example, if you're a teacher, right? There's a verse Teach Pokemon to Understand. Well, teach students to understand the power that's inside of them, right? That they could, you know, do better in life. They can get their career. They can do all that. And so this song itself is
so now relatable. Pokemon is our students.
Yeah. So, you know, it's, and, you know, I didn't realize that until I actually started reading the lyrics, right? Okay. As I said earlier. Mm-hmm. And that I was like, you know, this song, you put Pokemon aside, you could relate it to so many other things. And, you know, you could, you know, get motivated in so many different ways because of the lyrics themselves and because of what they really speak. And, right. you know, of course, the music in the background is amazing too, right? The guitar,
oh, yeah.
the chorus, like all that added in itself is so cool. And I've heard that song and, you know, remade in so many different ways. When they released the Pokemon, the first movie, they brought back that song. I really enjoyed that remix that they did there. And, you know, I've heard it in just other scenarios. And I'm just like, that's really cool. They did a good job because this song, you could remix it so many different ways and it's still going to hit the same way because it's, you know, the lyrics are so impactful that you could hear it in, you could probably hear it in like country. And it's still gonna be cool. And I'm not like a country fan myself, so
but even the lyrics are gonna be Yankee. There. I imagine that a Yankee singing the
theme song. He'd probably be repeating just one line.
Okay, so I think the time has come. We must become a Pokemon trainer, forget about all the stigma that we have because we're grown ups and shit and whatever. Mm-hmm. And let's just enjoy the Pokemon theme song. All right, guys, put your headphones on and we'll be right back after this amazing travel to nostalgia.
They did an amazing job with the video. Like, I've never seen that. Like, it looks like they cut up like different eras and whatnot. And
yeah, amazing. I feel like a child again. I really do.
Mm. And see, it hits us more, right? Because I always think that our generation, millennials, we're real different than previous generations, right? Yeah. Like nostalgia hits us more than any other generation. And so that's why you see like so many of us out there trying to like still relive childhood things, childhood memories, things that we couldn't pay for back then, but that we wanted to, right? Or those of us who like weren't as fortunate to have as much, we're just out there trying to be like, you know, like there's new things, of course, and if we want to get the exact same like booster packs, for example, or even some merchandise from back then, it's gonna cost a lot.
Oh yeah,
because they're really pricey if you have anything from back in the day. But even the newer things, it's still one of those things where it's like, hey, when I was younger, I had only one booster pack and I always wanted to open more, right? It's one of those things where you saw other people buy them and you're like, I want to open more than one booster pack, right? And have all these things. And so when you're finally able to afford buying your own booster pack, you're like, you know, let me go and buy one.
Buy another one or should I pay rent? You're basically,
basically, right? You have to make the important calls. And so to any listener out there, like, just go to YouTube and look up some Pokemon videos and look at the people that are doing those videos. Guarantee you, you're going to find people in their 20s, 30s, maybe even early 40s doing YouTube channels, right? Yeah. They're doing card openings. They're talking about just Pokemon in general, about the show and all that. And it's an interesting dynamic that I wouldn't be surprised future generations are going to do the same thing with whatever it is right now, right? That they're getting themselves into whatever franchise, the music, all these other things, they're going to be as nostalgic as well. And right. it's an interesting thing. And I think it goes to show that that's why this Pokemon franchise is probably one of the most popular, you know, video game, anime
in some
combination
point,
series.
Pokemon has had to have some impact in a lot of us. And a lot of people, and even if you don't know Pokemon, you can really enjoy the song. Like, hearing the whole song again, I think it was years, man. Really years that I haven't heard it. I gotta say, the battery and the keyboards, they're on point. They're really good. They inspire you. That's a morning song. Again, you know, motivational, just as you said. Dude, yeah. Yeah, it is a song to have it in your playlist. And again, I'm reliving probably because I watch a lot of the anime. I just chose the first video that I saw on YouTube, right? That they have all these different generation of Pokemon in the video. I was like, my God. I was 8 years old, 10 years old, 12. I'm like, crap. It was really good. It was really good. I mean, everybody who's out there, forget about the people who's right behind you or next to you or in front of you. Enjoy your stuff. Go and be a child again and just catch them all, you know?
Basically, yeah. Yeah. Like, and you know, a couple of years back when the Pokemon Go app came out, I don't know if you recall that, the one that you download it on your phone and you basically had to actually walk around like the actual real world.
I played that for a while. Yeah.
People got into it and, you know, looking back at the music and all that too, and how much of an impact it can make. Like this app, if we kind of symbolically relate it to the music as well,
right?
United people. Like I remember going to the park when this app first came out, seeing 40, 50 people like all throughout the park because the park had a lot of Pokestops. So it was the place to be at if you wanted to like stock up on things and all that. And getting to meet other people that were also fans, that were also maybe around the same age, right? Because us 90 kids are like the biggest fans of everyone in general. It was really cool, right? And that was one way to meet other fans and whatnot. Looking at, again, going back to the song, you get that same sense of like taking you back, getting transported back to the 90s and how much of an impact, right? Like when a song could do that, when a song can take you back to an era and only take you back to an era, but also bring you back childhood memories.
And even connect you with people. Dude, it's such a, as you said it in the beginning, it's a cheesy song or a catchy song, but it has so much into it that I really understand now. And it's amazing. You have the motivational, you have the memories, and it can even make some connection with people. Of course. It's amazing what music can really do for all of them.
And all just one song. One song that, you know, I think it's so impactful because when we first saw Pokemon, I mean, I first saw Pokemon in the cards.
Right.
But it made much more of an impact in the anime because now you're actually seeing like the Pokemon in the cartoon and especially if you were watching a lot of them, which I watched like the full first season, that song just got stuck in your head, right? You would always hear it each week when a new episode would come out. And,
you're always going that with just always, those three notes.
Always all that. And then, you know, remembering times when like I would watch the show and then like later that day or before I would watch the show, I would be out trading cards with friends. Right. And just having that song, I'm like, oh, there goes the song again. And then you'd be so motivated to like go outside and be like, okay, I want to make sure that like I get them all, even though, you know, again, I wasn't buying a lot of the packs. A lot of my cards, I got them through trading with friends and whatnot. You still wanted to go out there and be like, I want to go trade the card and trade it for this one, for that one, and go build my collection, right? Because you had that song in your head, because you remember the episodes. And again, it all really goes back to the song itself. And I think what made it so great and so like memorable to people, because it's what they heard so many times, and it's what they also hear in the movies. And so it defines the whole franchise.
Yeah. It's a franchise and a generation. Yeah. Mm. My friend, thank you so much for bringing that song to MusicCast. I'm going to give you a time. You got, well, whatever time you need. What's going on with you? What's your projects? Go ahead and tell our listeners so they can find you online.
Yeah, so if people want to actually follow me personally on Twitter, they can find me at NanoFCA. And I, like I mentioned a couple of times here on the show, I actually have 4 active podcasts right now. First, it's the Sonic the Hedgehog podcast that, of course, I do with you, Peter, and a bunch of other amazing Sonic fans. That one's called The Hedgehog Zone. You could check that out, again, whatever you listen to podcasts. We also have the Pokemon podcast that, as I said, just started about, I think, about a month ago, somewhere around there. That one's called Poke Trainers Podcast. Also have a soccer podcast that is all about my all-time favorite team here in the United States, Sacramento Republic FC. And I also talk about local soccer in the Central Valley, so covering semi-professional teams as well and youth organizations as well. So really trying to promote the sport of soccer around Northern California in general. And finally, I also have the College Solvers podcast, which helps anyone who is going to college with, you know, helpful advice and all these other things that college students need to know to make sure that they make the most of their college years and that they, you know, succeed in college. And I went to college for so many years. I, you know, got a master's degree as well. So I picked up a lot of things along the way. So, you know, it's my hope that anyone listening who is going to college, check that one out. I think you're going to find a lot of great benefits, because I not only went to grad school, but I actually ended up going back to community college to get another associate degree. And I'm always trying to get more educated, trying to get more degrees and whatnot, just to have personal knowledge. So interesting show. Check it out. We actually haven't posted a episode here in a while, but we are actually going to get back to posting more shows there too, and we have a lot of exciting things in store for anyone, again, who's going to college, or if you're thinking of maybe going to college, that might also be helpful. Or if you are also trying to find a career job, even if you already graduated or change of career, anything like that, you're going to find some interesting advice there, even if you even didn't go to college. So you guys should check that out if you get a chance. And yeah, it's basically the 4 podcasts there right now. But more might be added in the future. It's crazy. I don't know how I can do this. I'm trying to break a record. Yeah. And I'm trying to break a, you know, Guinness World Record, and I'm still trying to figure out who owns that or if it's even a thing. But if it's
how
not
many
a thing,
podcasts can a guy have?
Yeah, whatever. And if someone has one, then I could think of more topics. You know, I have a lot more things that I'm like, I could do a podcast on that too. So, and if that ever happens, then hey, it would be great to be on that book.
Good, my friend. And I hope a lot of the followers that we get here, whatever, which is, I don't know, that we're going to have at this point, go to your social media. Remember to join us in MusicCast in our social media as well. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Spotify. Just connect with us and let's enjoy music together. Remember, just get a good set of headphones and go to our Spotify playlist and listen to every song that's been in all of our episodes. All right, guys. I listen to you in some other time. Take care. Thank you, Luis.
Thanks, Pedro.